welcome to another edition of Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. Today we focus on infrastructure works taking place in Southwest St. Anne under the Jeep component of the Major Infrastructure Development Program, the MIDP. The construction of proper sidewalk facilities, as well as major road repairs, have been carried out in Southwest St. Anne under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program Jeep component of the Major Infrastructure Development Program, the MIDP.
Major work that I did in my Jeep 3 is a sidewalk leading from Armadale, where the children, the constituents are using the sidewalk as well. But we mainly focused on the children getting off school, because when school lets off in the evenings, the children were just all over the street. Cars were having difficulty going through, and matter of fact, some 2 years ago, a car hit down two students. So we put in a sidewalk from the entrance to the main road, taking them all the way down into the Square of Alexandria. We also had to rail it, so it's a major project.
Member of Parliament for Southwest St. Anne, Keith Walford. He says following the sidewalk construction, there has been marked improvements in the flow of traffic in the Alexandria area.
When you pass now and you see all the children that are on the sidewalks, you see the vehicle being able to flow through freely. And really, I am feeling very pleased about that project. It's one of them that is a talking point, and the constituents also are very pleased and appreciative of it. And so I am that the work has been done and completed in such a fashion. It also brings a upliftment to the town of Alexandria. Just looking at it going down into the town, and it's been a talking point. So we really and truly were happy with that.
Major road repairs have also been carried out in the Abuka area of Southwest St. Anne.
We patched the roads from Abuka going through to Mackenzie. And a smaller section is to be done in the Bar Bridge to Cascade, and a little section at Wilberforce.
Mr. Walford paints a picture of the conditions before the repairs got started.
Very miserable. People complaining on a daily basis, especially the roads that we patch from Abuka. People complaining about the condition of the roads, taxis not being able to travel, people parking having to leave their cars to get home.
Thanks to Jeep, this situation is a thing of the past. As we now hear, residents are happy with the rehabilitated road.
They are so appreciative of the road being fixed out. And as for the sidewalk, everybody talks about it. The look that it gives to the town, the children that are on the sidewalk, the people that are able to walk freely now back and forth without looking behind them. It really adds value to the town, and I'm very happy about it.
Close to 100 persons in the constituency were employed for the life of the project.
We did the sidewalk in three different phases. Where we started, we had one set of people going down, and then in the middle, we had another section of employment, and then to the end, we had another section where we employed three different sets of people for that project. And the roadways is a similar situation.
Member of Parliament for Southwest St. Anne, Keith Walford. Jeep is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. Jeep also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. Everybody must work. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep. Work hard.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.